From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 12th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Infowars.com has been down since this morning with an internet routing issue, not on our end. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and other auxiliary sites are up. Infowars should be back up by this evening. If not, we're going to have to move it to new servers. So that is going on that information warfare front. An update for all of you emailing and writing us and calling us. We are aware of that fact from your Twitters and the rest of it. We've been aware of it since about 6:30 a.m. this morning when I got up to check the site and start doing research for today's transmission. Okay, here are the different stacks of news that I have in front of me. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy because their population is actually dropping, and it's making their society unravel. For all of you out there that support one-child policies in the West, don't worry. The West is dead. 1.3 replacement rate. China's about to get rid of their one-child policy because it's gone below 1.7. So we're going to be breaking that down today. There's also another fact check here from the Associated Press. Obama's tone shifts on health care. He admits it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It does increase overall health care prices by at least 25%. And it was written by the insurance companies to gang rape you financially. Hope you enjoy it. Who owns the insurance companies? The big mega banks, the same folks that run everything else. Also, 9 years after 9/11, few see terrorism as top U.S. problem. Only 1% see it as the top problem in the country. 1%, people really understand that, but 9/11 has been used to kill this country's liberties and freedoms that make the United States so special. So we're going to be breaking that down, the latest Ground Zero mosque distractions, the Quran burning distractions. We're going to be discussing it all today. And the New York Observer has now reported what Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo and myself wrote about and spoke about in the last month, that the Ground Zero Mosque is a Trilateral Commission CFR CIA front. And here it is, New York Observer today, with the headline that it's a CIA operation. Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Fidel Castro. How many of these people, how many of these groups are manufactured? We'll be discussing that today. We've got massive economic news. We've got the election news. Now numbers showing that the Republicans will win the House conservatively and may even win the Senate. What does that mean in the big picture? We've got the mainline GOP still targeting Tea Party Patriot candidates. When they go after a Tea Party candidate, you know that's the seal of approval. You know they're really good, like Rand Paul when the GOP tried to shoot him down in the Republican primary. We're going to be talking about that as well today. After this quick break that is coming up, and Boehner, the Republican leader in the House, is saying that he will accept any tax cut from Barack Obama, any of the different groups that are having their taxes raised, he'll accept a middle-class tax cut and allow the rich to be taxed. If you're making $250,000 a year in a couple, that's $125,000 apiece, your taxes are going way up. Let me tell you, somebody making $125,000 a year is not rich. They're lower middle class. It's people like that that make the entire economy go around. These billionaire elitists and the rest of them taking their money offshore. It's that tiny middle class making $100,000, $200,000 a year that goes to your cleaners, your restaurants, that buys cars, that buys boats, that buys clothes, that buys gasoline, that pays for people to have their house cleaned. And they're targeting them. And the Republicans are saying, okay, we'll accept the tax on the rich. The true rich have got all the loopholes written where they pay very low taxes. But you got the general dumbed-down public thinking if you make $125,000 a year, you're rich. Yeah, make $125,000 a year, pay $40,000, $50,000 of it in taxes, keep $60,000. That's not rich. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hi, folks. This is Alex.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, while most Americans are watching football or getting drunk, I'm here live. I'm here 6 days a week. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. It is the 12th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're also simulcasting the entire radio transmission in a full living color four-camera shoot, so you can see the video clips we're going to play, so you can see all the different news articles and legislation and documents we're going to show. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, crew, of the entire desk here, of all the different stacks of news I have here in front of me. We have Boehner, the leader of the Republicans, saying he'll accept any tax cut from Obama. Instead of fighting to end the so-called tax on the rich, you make $125,000 a year individually or $250,000 a year as a couple, you're going to see your taxes go up massively. But they call that the rich. And Boehner is saying that he's now going to accept that. I have his quotes here in the Associated Press. He's hoping Obama will not raise taxes on people making $50,000 a year. Of course, Obama lied and said he wouldn't raise taxes unless you made $250,000 individually, and now he's raised taxes basically on everybody. And even the Associated Press has a fact-check report today admitting that it's an overall 25% increase in insurance premiums on those that are already insured. Obama's now admitting that it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, that it makes 30-plus million Americans go out and get insurance, overpriced insurance. This is slavery, and it was written by the insurance companies owned by the big mega banks, another banker bailout. But the Republicans wouldn't tell you that. No, that would have actually defeated the legislation. And you watch, when they get into power, they're not going to fully repeal this health care takeover. You just watch. Just like the Republicans could score major political points and defeat all of the tax increases that are coming up, they're not going to put up a fight. In fact, put that AP headline back up there for folks. Here's the headline. Boehner, that's the Republican leader of the House, says he'd support a middle-class tax cut. And he went on to say that, well, if he can't get Obama to get rid of the increase on people making $125,000 individually or $250,000 per household, that he'll accept any tax cut and go along with that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, California massively raised taxes 2 years ago. And guess what? Tax receipts are way down 2 years later. You raise taxes, less money comes in. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in 1961. Guess what happened to tax receipts? They more than doubled. Doubled. Ronald Reagan cut taxes. There was over a 30% increase in tax receipts. The government knows that, ladies and gentlemen. They know when you slap a tax on people making $125,000 a year individually, that A, they're not rich, they're lower middle class in the real scheme. The dollar doesn't go as far as it did, ladies and gentlemen, when you could take your date out to the movies and for dinner for 25 cents 80 years ago. Okay? They know that when they raise taxes, that it destroys the economy. But they want the control. They want to eradicate the middle class. They want to bankrupt the American people with NAFTA and GATT and globalism. It's stated by the Club of Rome. It's stated by the United Nations. And Newt Gingrich, one of the main leaders of the Republican Party, supports global government. He supports global carbon taxes. He supports all of this. And if you think he's going to save you, you got another thing coming. They're going to take over this Republican revolution just like they did in 1994. They're going to have globalist CFR types take it over and run it straight into the ground. And remember, you were told this. 2-3 years from now, when the Depression's even deeper and the Republicans have done nothing but put window dressing on what Obama rammed through, just remember that. And all you Democrats 5-6 years from now who are getting ready to vote a Democrat back into the presidency and get ready to give the House and Senate back to the Democrats. Now, right now, the Democrats have got it. The Republicans are about to get it. You just remember down the road that I told you. You just remember that because these globalists are on record how they finance both sides, how they control our society. So I'm hopping mad. I'm going to be going over that as well today. And obviously, we're going to talk about all of the sideshows that went on over the weekend. The burning Korans and the Ground Zero Mosque and the protest and the demonstrations and all of it. Over a month ago, I did research, and so did my other in-house researchers, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, and we published article after article after article pointing out that the CIA was funding the Ground Zero Mosque, pointing out that the Trilateral Commission was funding it, pointing out that the CFR was involved, that this imam's a globalist, that the second biggest shareholder in News Corp, that owns Fox, I talked about it last weekend, was funding this stinking diversion. Well, what's the New York Observer reporting today? A well-known, respected, conservative publication. Here's the headline, New York Observer, untangling the bizarre CIA links to the Ground Zero Mosque. You know, a week and a half ago, we published the secret FBI document that was leaked to us about how they were worried about violence and worried about reprisals to Christians worldwide, and ABC News finally quoted us and reported on this yesterday. Just like we broke the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, where almost all of the anti-terror training that's going on in this federal government is for conservatives and gun owners and libertarians. So, while they finance radical Muslims to scare Americans to accept naked body scanners in the courthouses and the airports and the public schools and the mobile scanners, and while they sell you on this police state, and you're like, yeah, I'll give my rights up because men in turbans might, you know, come out of my closet at night and rip my head off or come out from under the bed and kill me. Meanwhile, who created the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? CIA, on record. Who put Saddam Hussein into power? CIA. Oh, yes. Who overthrew secular governments in the Middle East over and over again? Like Operation Ajax, 1953, Iran. CIA, on record. And who's funding that mosque? You think this whole thing just got announced coming up on the 9th anniversary? You think these people burning Korans just popped up because they're loonies or they're crazies? No, ladies and gentlemen. This is staged, 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 so that they can hype the Muslims up, the radical Muslims, to go out and burn and beat people up, which is now happening in the West Bank and in Indonesia, from far Asia to the Middle East. I've got the news articles here, mainstream news today, beating up Christians, burning buildings down. It's going on all over the place, and people then go, my gosh, those Muslims are scary. We better give our rights up to the government to protect us. Meanwhile, the Homeland Security documents that were leaked to us by a federal marshal and by a state police officer that made national news a year and a half ago, last year, because they're concerned, reports that it's almost all going on for you. Returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. So while you're running around getting your knickers all tied up in a knot, worried about Al-Qaeda going to get you, you better remember that these wind-up toy Muslim extremists are being funded and financed and protected. You remember the underwear bombing on Christmas Day? And the media came out and announced, we are just now decided to put the naked body scanners in. And I showed you mainstream reports from a year before when the feds ordered these hundreds and hundreds of scanners. They were lying. They didn't just make the decision last Christmas. Then a lawyer and another woman who were on the plane contacted us and said, look, we were there and watched a smart-dressed man get him on the plane without a passport. They called those gentlemen liars in the news, and then the head of the State Department came out and said, no, it's true. An unnamed government U.S. agency ordered the State Department to get him on the plane without a passport or visa. And it was confirmed. They took that lunatic nutcase, protected him, and stuck him on the airplane so they can take your rights. Do you understand that? Do you get that? The CIA runs that mosque. This is the truth. You'll get it nowhere else. We'll be right back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 10th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,246.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,279.49, $639.74 for a half ounce, or $319.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,279.49, $639.74, or $319.87.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to get into all the economic developments, and they're big as the Depression intensifies by design. We're going to look at the Republicans getting ready to sell out the American people, working with the Democrats to allow most of Obama's tax increases that will completely shut down what's left of the economy to go through. We're going to discuss it all, but I want to quantify what I was getting into in the last segment. It is a fact that in 1958, Saddam Hussein was hired by the U.S. government, trained for 4 years in Egypt, used as an assassin against the Ba'ath Party. Then they made a deal with the Ba'ath Party to make him the head of security in 69. Then he staged a coup in 79. Then $35 billion was given to him by our own government to launch a war against Iran. Then they told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait in 1990. That was all a big setup. And women weren't wearing burqas in Iraq a few years ago. Now they are. Our government's job is to put Islamic regimes in so they can then go in and have a war with them afterwards. They don't want secular governments. Go back to 1953, Mohammad Mossadegh, Time Magazine Man of the Year, pro-U.S., anti-Soviet. They went in, hired a bunch of Muslim extremists to overthrow him, declassified. Then they double-crossed those guys and put the Shah in. This is how they operate. And remember, the intelligence agencies and those running our Pentagon on record do not represent this country. They've had the head of the Naval War College a few years ago come out and say they represent Wall Street and the mega banks. Who's stolen tens of trillions of dollars? Who's destroying our dollar? Who's taking our jobs overseas? Who controls our Congress? Who passed NAFTA and GATT? These are globalists. They want globalism. And now they openly announce an IMF plan for a world currency called the Bancor. That's a digital currency. We'll still have our regional currencies, but it'll be based and controlled on these systems that they're developing. And what will back it up? What will finance it? Your tax money. Hundreds and hundreds of new carbon taxes. And what's the EPA doing? What's Sebelius doing? She doesn't care if Congress has said no. She doesn't care if national polls show 80-plus percent of people are against carbon taxes. She's going ahead with it via the EPA, outside of law. And China and India and 160-plus other third-world countries don't have to make one cut in carbon. But you do. What's that going to do to your jobs? What's massive tax increases on people making $125,000 a year and above going to do? It's going to put more nails in the coffin of our economy. And what does the UN say? They want a post-industrial society. They want to bankrupt our society to make us dependent on government. But continuing, if you go to understand how these globalists, these big banks, I don't mean your corner bank, your local bank, they're a good part of our economy. And the Texas Banking Association, 4 months ago, put a big article out by their president saying mega offshore banks, the ones that created the derivatives crisis, the ones that got rid of Glass-Steagall, have written this banking reform bill to be able to shut down credit unions and healthy regional banks. They control the federal regulators. They're going to take us over and feed us into their system. And that's exactly what's in the legislation that's now passed a month ago. Bipartisan support for that, giving the private Federal Reserve even more power over our economy. But let's go back 100 years ago to the few years right before World War I. On record, the big mega banks of Europe and the United States funded both sides, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and the British government, to get that war started. Both countries lose people and money and go deeply into debt to these bankers. So today, what do they fund? They fund the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. Then they get out of control. They use them as a pretext to invade those countries and take our liberties here at home. They create Saddam Hussein and then use him as a pretext to go in and invade. Now, again, they don't completely control them. They finance them. They psychologically assess them. They know what they're going to do. And then they put them into power. and then they have a war against them. And at the end of the day, we lose our liberties. And so this weekend, on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I see the flags all over Austin, Texas, where I live, at half-mast. And I think they should be at half-mast for the 3,000 poor people that died on 9/11. But on September 12th, the EPA came out and said there's asbestos and deadly dust everywhere. Don't go in lower Manhattan. Then on September 13th, the White House ordered that reversed. And so they came out and said the dust is safe. You don't even have to wear an apparatus, a breathing apparatus, a respirator, or even a paper mask. Everything is fine. Everything is okay. Because if they were to wear a mask, they couldn't open Wall Street again. So they cold-bloodedly told the workers, you don't need masks. Everything is fine. Now, shouldn't we have the flags at half-mast for the 1,000-plus people that have died of lung cancer from the deadly dust? No. Congress still hasn't given them the funding. And instead, we see New York Post articles out calling them ambulance chasers, people trying to get medical care, the police, the firefighters, and others. And it's going to be the same thing a few years down the road with the core exit and other dispersants by the tens of millions of gallons used in the Gulf. The average life expectancy of a worker in the Exxon Valdez back in the 80s is 51. You lose 24 years of your average life expectancy. You lose almost a quarter century of your lifespan when you work with this stuff. And what has Obama said? And what has the EPA said repeatedly? You've seen it on the news. Don't worry, there's no health problems, and core exit's not hurting anybody, and you don't need to wear a mask. Because if they have them wear a mask, they'll have to admit it's toxic, and later they might have to actually give them medical care. Or they might not get people who are willing to work out there if they know it's dangerous. Are you seeing the parallel here? They didn't care 9 years ago about those police, firefighters, military people, and doctors, and nurses, and valiant heroes. And they told them it was just fine for them to breathe. And it's the same thing 9 years later with the Gulf oil spill. Hey, but you go back to the 1990s, the Army admitted that depleted uranium was so deadly that if you breathed any of it, it would kill you. It's radioactive and very poisonous. Now, doesn't matter if the Army admits it's deadly. They tell the troops there's no health problems, and they use it all over the United States in proving grounds, in firing ranges. See, there's been a shift in government from just being corrupt to being downright dastardly. DU's not bad for the troops. Core exit's not bad for people in the Gulf. Asbestos and pulverized glass and concrete and mercury from the computers and the thermostats and all the rest of it, it's not a problem. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you can't trust the crooks that run government. And it doesn't matter if it's Barack Obama or George W. Bush. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's somebody from Kennebunkport, Maine, with a fake Texas accent, or some slick Harvard lawyer like Barry Sataro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. They're just front men reading off teleprompters. And they represent a bunch of offshore global corporations that are completely and totally cutthroat and are only looking at short-term profits, and your life means nothing. If they'll march firefighters and police into deadly dust, or if they'll march minimum wage workers out into core exit, or they'll march our young privates from Iowa and Detroit and everywhere else into DU, of course they'll steal tens of trillions. Of course they'll take your pension funds. Of course they'll bankrupt this country. Why not? They see you as trash. They see you as garbage. And if you think the Republican Party's going to save you, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the surface of the moon. Now, we're going to come back and walk through all of this, then fire the number out to take your call. Stay with us.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time we play that liner, I get emails saying, what does that mean? But most people get the simple riddle. 1984 is the epitome of a boot stomping on human individuality and liberty forever. 1776 is the greatest expression of human liberty and the destiny to be free. So the answer to 1984 is 1776, the spirit of liberty rising, animating the hearts and minds of men and women, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And my radio show, my films, my work is a testament to what the individual can do linking up with others who love freedom and love the truth. Here's the bottom line. The flags are at half-mast for those that died. But the attacks of 9/11, any way you slice it, were used to stab the Republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution in the heart over and over again. And here we are almost a decade later, 9+ years, 9 years and a day, after those attacks on that morning. And this entire system of oppression is pointed at free people. It has nothing to do with terrorists. And in most cases, they open the door for the terrorist, they protect the terrorist, or governments are staging events and blaming it on an enemy. I was called a conspiracy theorist a decade ago by major newspapers repeatedly for having guests on who were on board the destroyers in 1964 in the Gulf of Tonkin off the coast of northern Vietnam. But 4 years ago, the CIA declassified what we already knew. The entire event was staged. Our ships were not attacked. And that lie, that Reichstag event, that staged terror attack, led to the deaths of 58,000 Americans, over 250,000 maimed Americans, arms, legs, faces blown off, and over 1 million dead Vietnamese conservatively on each side. Now, once you understand that, and once we have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that were leaked to us by law enforcement, it's almost all aimed at you. And what did the former heads of the 9/11 Commission call for? They were previously the head of the CFR Commission, who proposed Homeland Security in 1993. Oh, yeah, they write all the major laws, immigration reform, all of it. That's the real government. They propose a domestic agency for domestic extremists. That's what Homeland Security is. They're now just announcing what it is. And so we need our flags at half-mast every 4th of July to understand our country's in crisis. Under the flag code, we should fly the flag upside down. Idiots think it's disrespectful. No. When your country is in a crisis, when the heart of your nation is burning down to the ground, you fly your flag upside down. When your ship's taken on water and sinking, you fly it upside down, calling for aid. When your country's imploding, you fly the flag upside down. But when patriots do that to try to point it out, their neighbors call the police on them because they're so ignorant. Or when I wear a Gadsden flag don't tread on me shirt, people get mad at me in grocery stores because MSNBC has told them it's a symbol of racism when it has nothing to do with that. You don't like government health care? You're a racist. You don't like big government? You're a racist. You don't like losing your rights? You're a racist. They use these tools to demonize patriots and people that love this country. And so 9 years later, here we are with the ashes of our once free republic all around us. How do we have the republic rise like a phoenix out of the ashes? Well, 3+ years ago, the Ron Paul Liberty Movement founded the Tea Parties. In the last year and a half, the Republican Party, led by Dick Armey and others, have come in and taken it over. And they'll give you all the rhetoric. They'll say the right things. And on the surface, they're better than Democrats, but I'd rather have a slimy, socialist, communist piece of garbage in there, like all these czars calling for an end to the First Amendment and calling for communism, because at least I can get people to wake up when they're faced with a naked enemy. What did Cicero say over 2,000 years ago in Rome? He said that an enemy that comes to your fortress with their banner unfurled openly, flying their colors in the open, saying they want to take over your country, is nothing compared to an enemy within who knows your language, who wears your uniform, that poses that they're with you. That is treason from within. And I'm going to tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, our republic is in free fall. If they don't care about the 9/11 responders and the deadly deaths, if they don't care about the Gulf workers and the core exit and other dispersants, if they don't care about the troops and depleted uranium when the Army's own manuals admit it's deadly, if they cover up their illnesses when it happens, when they do all of this, what does that tell you about the mindset of the people on top? Oh, your average cop's great. Your average person in the military is wonderful. Has joined because they want to give to their nation, because they're warriors. They want to protect. They want to defend. The average government bureaucrat's not bad. The average person working at a Fortune 100 corporation's not bad. But the people captaining this ship of state globally are the enemies of sovereignty. We are being financially conquered by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others. They are openly funding all of the major land-grabbing environmental groups that are out there. They are setting the precedent to bring in hundreds of new taxes that are then paid to them through government bailouts and corporate welfare. And they're openly changing the rules. They changed them 5 years ago, but now the Chicago Tribune comes out a few weeks ago and says, oh, they've changed the state rules to take public pension funds from police, fire, and teachers, to take all or part. The feds have changed the rules to allow private corporations to take your pension funds. I told you this years ago. Now it's in Bloomberg. Headline, federal regulators ordering private pension fund controllers to invest in failed banks. Your Social Security's already been stolen. Your bank account is next. This is a Ponzi scheme. No matter how much money you put into it, these Kinlay, Bernie Madoff types are going to rip you off. We've got global white-collar criminals so powerful, they've gotten away with so many scams, they've gotten away with murder, that they are now openly establishing world government based on carbon taxes, and it's in the Financial Times of London, it's in the AP, it's in Reuters, and then I get Nightline making fun of me last week, saying I'm a kook, none of this exists, when I'm reading out of the newspaper, but the Financial Times of London and the AP, they say global government is great. Unelected bankers we pay taxes to, hand our roads, our water districts, everything over to them in, quote, privatization. That's not even privatization. It's looting. It's robbery. So they can't have it both ways, saying none of this exists, but it does exist. You know, if you're for world government, it exists, and you're smart. If you're against world government, it doesn't exist, and you're Looney Tunes. They are counting on you being stupid, and we don't have much more time. I'm going to open the phones up and continue with news. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I want to discuss all of these issues with you, but I want to mine in to the economy, to the Republican sweep that's about to happen in the House and Senate. I want to get into the Ground Zero Mosque being a CIA government front, now mainstream news. I want to get into Mexican gunmen firing Border Patrol agents. I want to get into all of it on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news
newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone. Whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every 3 selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you 1 free. That's right, buy 3, get 1 free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Every time I look at my children, I get angry. They're wonderful. They're innocent. They're good. And I care about their future. And I know this great republic, the greatest nation that's ever existed on this planet, full of wealth and ideas and virtue compared to every other country. It hadn't been perfect, but it's been the best, has been taken over by criminal elements that own both parties and are flushing our future down the toilet. Now, when we start the second hour, I'm going to take your calls and go to a bunch of news, but I want to finish up on the issues and points that I've been making. Also want to thank all the new affiliates picking us up. We've had 5 new stations in the last week pick us up. One of them picking up the Sunday show and re-airing it, 6 Central, is KLIF 570 AM, the Juggernaut, number one station there in Dallas. And grew up in Dallas. Great to be on KLIF 570. And, of course, coming to you here in Austin on 590 KLBJ. So very, very exciting on that front as well because – again, my friends, we've got to reach as many people as we can, as fast as we can. We've got to get them up to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've got to get them to read the actual stories we're reporting on and to see the legislation we're reporting on so they understand just how serious this situation is. The police in your town are being federalized, and they're not being trained to take on the supposed radical Muslims. They're being trained to take you and your family on. Let's get into those headlines right now. 9 years after 9/11, few see terrorism as top U.S. problem. That's the good news. 1% in a national Gallup poll think it's the number one issue. It was 46% thought it was the biggest issue just 2 years ago. So people understand, ladies and gentlemen. You know, let's say the terror is not manufactured. Let's say it's real. okay, we're going to give up all our rights, all our liberties, pay hundreds of billions of dollars into private defense contractors to set up a third world East German police state in the name of fighting these people, but we leave our borders wide open and allow immigration to flood in. It doesn't hold water. Continuing, September 11th anniversary marked by noise and recrimination. And there were thousands protesting for the mosque, against the mosque, thousands protesting for the Quran, not burning it, thousands for burning it. They had some guy at Ground Zero burn the Quran. Thank God the police didn't arrest him, because whether you agree with it or disagree, you have to agree with his First Amendment right that our veterans fought and died for. People burned it in Tennessee and other areas. And guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? In Indonesia, in the West Bank, and many other areas, guess what happened? Muslims beat up Christians, attacked them, attacked their churches, burned Bibles. So where is the religion of peace, ladies and gentlemen? Where is it? Listen, I don't like burning the Bible or Quran or anything else. It's disrespectful. But it's the right of free people to do it. I don't like burning the American flag. But I've got to defend people's right to do it, because if you take their right, well, then this radio show doesn't have a First Amendment right, does it? And I see articles every day out of England where people make mild statements against groups and get arrested. We don't want that system. In fact, put it back up on screen. Christians beaten and stabbed with plank near Indonesian capital, and it's at the site of a mosque, a nearby mosque, to a Christian church that was shut down by the Muslim Indonesian government. Now, I defended Muslims' rights to have that Ground Zero mosque. But you have to defend Christians' rights in Saudi Arabia and Indonesia to have churches. But that's not the case. That's not the case. That's not what's going on here. So it's wrong. Continuing with these reports, here is the article out of the New York Observer, and we're putting it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's not just a radio show, folks. It's a TV multicast. If you want to see it, PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you're listening later, you can always log in and watch the archive of this show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Utilizing the bazaar, untangling the bazaar, CIA links to the Ground Zero Mosque. And this New York Observer report goes into all the bizarre CIA links to directly funding the mosque at Ground Zero. What did we report in the last month at my websites? Publicly available info. This imam is a globalist, a pro-world government supporter, a Davos Switzerland meeting member, Trilateral Commission, CFR. And if you go to the mosque website, the foundation that's funding it, what is the number one funder? The number one funder is the Rockefeller Foundation. Next, it's the Carnegie Endowment. And if you look at who the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations fund, they fund Mecha and La Raza. What does La Raza mean? The race. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. That is the La Raza slogan. I'm against the Ku Klux Klan, and I'm also against La Raza. It's a racial organization, and for 50-plus years, our government has allowed major foundations to engage in sedition and treason and fund these groups in Mexico and other areas, telling them the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and they're part of a La Reconquista, reconquering, or Infusora, the invasion. La Infusora. That's what's on the Spanish radio and TV. That's what's taught in the Mexican schools in Mexico. That's what I was taught at Anderson High School in art class. We were taken to UT and taught this is Mexico and gringos are evil. I was in high school 18 years ago, 19 years ago, as a senior here in Austin, and I was taught that gringos are evil. I was taught this is Mexico because the government wants it. The CIA's funding that mosque. The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. Go read it. We knew this a month ago. We did research. It's what we do. They're funding the people and hyping idiots to burn the Quran. I don't like what they're doing, but it's their right. And they're funding the building of that mosque and the hyping of it right now. It came out, what, 2-3 years ago when there was Paris being burned and cars being dumped over and police being attacked. it turned out that known CIA operatives were in control of the newspapers that published the Muhammad cartoons with Muhammad's turban being a bomb and Muhammad's his head on a dog to get the Muslims hyped up and out of control so that the general public would say, take my rights away, have checkpoints, track everything I do, listen to my phones, keep me safe from Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Associated Press admits, 2 months after we broke it, with people that were on the plane, that the unnamed U.S. intelligence agency, quote, ordered the State Department to put the underwear bomber on the stinking plane without a passport, without a visa. You understand this? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you understand it? They want you scared of the Muslims so the big banks can use our troops and our money with upwards of $2 trillion total defense budget, $1 trillion, $100 billion on record, $800 plus billion in supplemental and black op funding. You think these mega corporations that could care less about America want their $2 trillion? Are they going to go out and finance an enemy for a couple billion a year? Does that mean that enemy is totally controlled by them? No, it's financed by them. It's protected by them. It's run by them. This is so elementary. This is so simple. And now they've got all these new Republican Tea Party leaders. The Republicans are just as guilty. The Republican leadership of the banker bailouts, the corruption, the Patriot Act, all of it, as Barack Obama and his gaggle of creatures. His gaggle of Congress critters, as they're called, there in the District of Criminals. And now what comes out? Boehner says that, well, he'll take any tax cut. Go ahead and let the tax cut for $125,000 or up go in. What do you think was going to happen with that? Here's another headline out of AP. GOP tries to take out Tea Party-backed candidate in Delaware. If the GOP finds out you're a real patriot like Rand Paul, what did they do? They had Dick Cheney come into town and speak out against him. They had all the Republicans line up against him. That's the same thing everywhere. And I just want you to remember that. Oh, I'm all for the Republicans throwing the Democrats out. And I'm for keeping their feet to the fire once they're in. And I'm for focusing on the states and taking our states back. And I'm for getting good patriot sheriffs elected and nullifying the out-of-control behavior of this rogue federal government. Speaking of that, we told you this months ago. Obama has stopped border enforcement. He's pulled the Border Patrol off the border. That's even in mainstream news in Arizona. And now he's openly saying they're not arresting or deporting any illegals. We're going to get to that coming up after calls when we start the second hour. This is your rude awakening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the cold ice water thrown on your face. If you want to save the free market, the Second Amendment, your family, if you want to save your pension funds, if you want to save the stock market, we have got to stop these top six global banks who want world government and who are financially taking over our country in a financial takeover.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.